Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
Yesterday in House Judiciary, we heard House Joint Resolution 9, a resolution supporting Israel's right to exist and condemning anti-Semitism and terrorist attacks on the Jewish state. The opponents to the resolution proved my point. Anti-Semitism is alive and well in Montana. After testifying as a proponent, I sat back and listened to 9 witnesses come forward to oppose the bill. All of them said they oppose anti-Semitism and support Israel's right to exist, but, and there's the key word, but. They then went on, each in their own way, to describe how much of the blame for the terror attacks on Israel is somehow Israel's fault. They talked about the number of civilians killed in Gaza, all the while forgetting that of the 1,200 Israelis killed on October 7th by Hamas terrorists, 766 were civilians, while 373 were military. Israel went out of its way to warn civilians to leave areas and buildings that were targeted. Unfortunately, collateral damage is part of war. In this case, the collateral damage was even higher because Hamas placed rocket launchers and command and control bunkers under hospitals and schools in direct violation of the Geneva Convention. Opponents of the bill also talked about the lack of food and clean water for the people of Gaza. Food was an issue because aid trucks crossing the border from Egypt were seized by Hamas terrorists and their cargoes confiscated. The terrorists shot civilians who tried to intervene, and innocent people went hungry. The issue of adequate water has plagued Gaza for years because Hamas uses water pipes and signpost pipe to build rockets. One of the most disturbing parts of yesterday's testimony was the way nearly every opponent accused Israel of genocide. Ironically, the term genocide didn't even exist until 1944 and was first used to describe what the Nazis did to the Jews. By definition, genocide is the deliberate and systematic destruction of a group of people because of their ethnicity, nationality, race, or religion. In this case, the accusations of genocide against Israel are baseless. You don't warn people to get out of the way before bombing if genocide is your goal. Another accusation is that Israel is expansionary, gobbling up other people's land to expand their borders. They pointed to the size of Israel at the time of the UN partition plan when Israel was created in 1948 versus the size of the country now, all the while forgetting that the major expansions in territory were the result of wars when Israel was attacked by the neighboring Arab countries. We're talking about the first attack that came literally the day after Israel became a nation, the Six-Day War in 1967, and the Yom Kippur War in 1973. At the end of the Yom Kippur War, there was nothing to stop Israel from seizing Damascus, Syria, but they chose not to because it was more territory than they can effectively manage. Another point that argues against expansionism is the fact that they returned the Sinai Peninsula to Egypt in 1982 and the Gaza Strip to the Palestinian Authority in 1994. In 2007, Hamas terrorists massacred their Arab brothers and seized control of Gaza from the Palestinian Authority. Is Israel completely innocent and pure as the driven snow? Definitely not. None of my Israeli friends would say that they are. But they live in a tough part of the world surrounded by enemies who have threatened to wipe them off the face of the earth. As a nation, they fight every day for their survival and have done so for the past 77 years. It's time that Israel's enemies lay down their arms, accept Israel's right to exist, and turn to peaceful coexistence rather than war. As Israeli Prime Minister Golda Meir once said, "We can forgive the Arabs for killing our children. We cannot forgive them for forcing us to kill their children. We will only have peace with the Arabs when they love their children more than they hate us." For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.